Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sorontos.
Thank you for tuning in, and welcome back to The Songwriter Show, right here on Reality Radio 101. I'm your host, Sorontos, a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics forever. Words are just so important to me, and that's why I love hosting this show for you every single Tuesday night. I believe that every song is a story. Tonight, we have an exciting guest for you guys, Jay Piano. He was born in Manhattan, New York, and raised in the Bronx. Javier Salazar is also known as Jay Piano, and he discovered his love for music at a young age. This self-taught musician, producer, writer, composer, singer, and arranger brings a distinctive combination of sounds to his music.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show, Jay Piano. How are you doing tonight?
Good. You know, feeling good, feeling very grateful. I appreciate it. For this station, I'm very happy for that. And here, man, definitely always positive, always making music.
Awesome, man. I love it. I try to be positive too. So it's always cool to talk to another. Sometimes people hate us cause we're always positive, but you know, we get a little sad once in a while,
it's so true. Let me tell you, it is so true, man.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about what got you started in this realm of music.
Basically, you know, being in a family, you know, of music, musicians, my mother's side and some of my family members and my father's side. But basically, since a child, my father always buying me bongos, piano. My other brothers, he used to just buy them toys, you know, like toys. And I always think, like, why me, you know? Like, why buy me guitars and bongos for? I want toys, you know?
Yeah.
I guess I asked my father, why you buy me toys, guitars and bongos? Because he said every time I hear music, he always see me tapping on my legs, dancing and grabbing a broom, acting like it's a guitar. So he said that was the reason why I buy you a guitar, you know? So, you know, I was brought up, you know, listening to Tina Turner, Stevie B, which is freestyle music. Hardaway, which is you know, What Is Love, Michael yeah. Jackson, you know, Marvin Gaye, also Spanish music, you know, bachata, merengue, so a whole mixture of music. So what attracted me was the sound, you know, the sound, and it's like I get adrenaline of hearing different type of sounds and music, you know.
Yeah, that's really cool, man. So what would you say is your favorite instrument?
My favorite instrument, and it might sound weird, you know, it's like very rare, but my favorite instrument is pads.
Okay.
Oh, pads, that's cool. Is like a synthesizer, you know, like a,
yeah.
It's like a humming type of pads, you know, because I do a lot of music where I have a feel of cinema, you know, like cinema feel, like, because I do see that, you know, everybody likes different type of music, but I'm more of a, you know, have that sound of cinema, you know, like that, like movie that you can use in movies, you know, very passionate. So, you know, so I like a lot of different style, but I like house music, you know, but my favorite instrument is pad, you know, pad, digital. It's like digital sounds.
Okay. Very cool. Do you have any teachers that you want to give a shout out to?
In this moment, to be honest, I don't. I actually give a shout out to myself. Because I'm basically my own teacher. You know, I actually learned by ear. So nobody taught me, you know, to play. So I can give a shout out to myself, you know. Jay Piano, a shout out to my partner, which is Max Mosey. My manager, management, which is Winfred. You know, but definitely, you know, that's what I really want to give shout outs to, because I don't have a teacher, to be honest.
Okay, no, it's cool, man. Any musicians or songwriters that inspire you?
Bruno Mars. Who else? Bob Marley.
Yeah.
Hardaway, which is a person that sings the song "What Is Love." Definitely those are my guys, you know, that I, you know, like, you know, the way they write and everything.
Yeah, no, those are great inspirations. Who doesn't love Bruno Mars, man? That guy's so creative, and yeah, I definitely respect everything he's done. So
you always bring that back old school's music, but modern. You know, it's like he keep it old, but modern. You know, like bringing the disco and the dance back to the modern. Because you know, music right now, if you're looking at it, is changing a lot. So I'm seeing a lot of pop, a lot of dance, house, even freestyle music a little bit. So it's coming back, you know. And I believe that house music and dance pop music is going to be real big, man. And, you know, in a couple of months, I think it's going to be the main genre, you know, it's going to be up there now. Because I see a lot of musicians and artists doing it.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Tell us a little bit about your process. Do you start with a drum groove? Do you start with pads? How do you get started when you want to write a song?
To be honest, when I want to write a song, it's sometimes weird. Sometimes it could be taking a shower, and it just comes in your head. You know, a feeling, a sound. You hear it. It's like you hear it, you know. And then once you start hearing it, then you start mimicking it, you know, with the mouth and doing the flow. Because the way I do it is I don't do the beat. What I do is I mimic it first and I'm hearing it. So then I do the beat. And then after I do the beat, I start finding and looking for the flow and the style, how I want it to sound without lyrics. It's just mimicking it, you know, humming it.
Yeah.
So I record it on the phone just to mimic it. Even if it doesn't make sense in the moment, you know, just mimicking it and doing the flow. And then from the flow, I start writing the words, and that's how I create my songs, you know?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I'm listening to you, and I don't know if you've ever seen any of the masterclass things, but Timberland did a masterclass, and he was talking about how he kind of does something very similar. And he was like, oh, yeah, so for the kick, you know, he like basically just hums it out kind of thing. Then he does the same thing for the snare, and then he does... And it was fascinating to hear how he kind of does it. So it's interesting.
Yeah. And I watch also Timbaland. I'm sorry. I watch Timbaland as well. And I do see it. It's like a lot of producers. Because they said the very good artists almost think the same.
Yeah.
You know, because it happened to me before with my partner, Max Mosey. Like, we could be separate. And we could actually be thinking exactly the same sound and tone. And not even talk about it. And then when we go meet each other and we do everything together, it turned out to be the same music, you know, which is crazy. Or sometimes he's writing a song and I'm making a beat. And in that moment, I don't got the lyrics in that day. But then he starts singing to me something. I'd be like, oh, my God, what he's singing matches with this beat. Let's put it together. So then we put it together. And then I find a way where it sounds perfect with the beat and make it sound commercial. Because I believe in a lot about commercial, you know, because you don't got to keep it commercial. You always want to keep it where music don't die, you know, because there's one hit wonders. There's music that plays a couple of times and people don't want to hear it no more.
Yeah.
But I believe in making music where people hear it and hear it and they don't get tired. It's that they want to hear it and hear it, you know. So
sure.
That's why I go a lot about in the side of cinema and commercial, you know.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay. Tell us a little bit about how you balance your music career with other obligations, such as, you know, kids, family, anything else you might have going on.
I'm not going to lie. You know, I love music so much, you know, and very passionate for it. You know, we only live once. So I think, I say I'm a family guy, but when it comes to music and I'm focused, I take out the kids out, the family out, mother out. You know, and I focus on my music. And once I finish the music, then I hang out with the family.
Okay.
You know, like I said, I'm a family guy. I love my family. But, you know, music is music. And, you know, when I feel in a day that I just want to do music and I don't want to see nobody in that day, I can't. You know, because those are the days when the days you don't want to do music will be the day that you missed out of opportunity, that music in that day was going to be fire. You see,
yeah.
So it's like when you wake up in the morning. You wake up in the morning, and then you say, I'll write that music later. But then that later one comes, you don't remember no more.
Yeah, no, I hear
you. So you want to grab, you know, that second, that precise seconds you hear something, grab it, write it down, record it, so you won't forget it, you know. So, but I just love music so much, you know. I believe, like I said, I'm a family person, but music to me is a lot too, you know.
What do you practice? Like, do you practice? You have exercises? Do you have new tunes? Like, how? What and when do you practice?
Oh, practice like to sing?
For anything. For the beats, to sing, anything. Anything musical in nature.
Okay, the way I practice, just to, you know, to get more experience, I don't like to give people my secret, but I don't mind, you know, for those producers that want to know how I do it. Okay, so what I do is I go to YouTube. I will download, I give an example. I want to do a remix. And I grab somebody's a cappella. And because I have family that tell me, how you remove the beat at the a cappella? How the hell you do this, a brand new song that you don't even got access to that? And what I do is I do something called vocal remover. So what I do is I download the link of YouTube. I put it right quick in the download video for YouTube. Download that. Convert into MP3. Upload it on vocal remover. Remove the vocal. And then I put it in Fruity Loops. And I find the tempo that a cappella is playing. So then on the bottom of the a cappella, I start creating the music, you know, towards a cappella. So then that's how I practice. You know, I do stuff like that, and then I upload it in my Instagram, upload it in YouTube. And, you know, some copyrights, you know, I don't have any issues with that because I always ask permission. But sometimes they give me the rights and sometimes they don't, you know, but that's how I practice. Or I start making beats, random beats, just because I feel like making beats. I make beats and that's how basically how I practice, you know. That's the way how I keep it moving, doing different sounds and beats and hearing other people's music, what's sounding now and making it different, you know?
Yeah, now I hear you. Okay. Tell you what, brother, tell us about this song that we're going to hear in a couple minutes. What inspired it here?
Well, that inspired me, to be honest, was heartbreaks. You know, like having a girl, you know, they break my heart. And you know, everybody goes through bad and ups and downs in relationships. And what inspired me is doing that song was a breakup that I had in the past with a girl that I love so much. She loved me as well, but it didn't work out. You know, so what I do is I focus in my music and I just express in my music. And it came out good, actually. It came out very good.
Okay.
So I called it Your Love Not Enough, you know, like saying her love was not enough for me to fulfill me, you know, as a person in both end, you know, so.
Okay. So I'll tell you what, let's take a listen to the song and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more, okay?
Sure.
Awesome. All right, everybody, check this out. Here we go.
I've been through so much. Where my heart goes.
So thanks for sharing that song with us. That was pretty interesting.
No, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity.
You're welcome. Tell us a little bit about connections. Musicians think connections are the end-all, be-all. Do you think they're important or do you think they're overrepresented?
Connections like between artists or?
Between artists, between important people in the music business, shall we say?
I think it's important. You know, like I said, if those that want to, are interested in buying my music or want to hear it, it's called Your Love Not Enough in Spotify. You can look for it under my name, J Piano. So you put J Piano, Your Love Not Enough. You know, if people want to buy it or hear it, you can find it there. You can also look for me in IG, Instagram, which is at J Piano Beats. You know, but I believe, like I said, in connection with it's very important. You know, it's very important, like, because you got to understand, some people, they don't want to be humble. They want to be stuck up and be like, oh, I could do it on my own. I don't need nobody. I could do it in myself. And it doesn't work like that. You know, world works with connection, networking. Yeah. So we all connect with each other. We all build each other up. You know, when you have like this ego where you just focus on yourself and you don't want to mess with anybody, you know, it's not good. You know, it doesn't help you. What it does, it holds you trapped, you know, in a box. That's why you got to be humble, friendly, and, you know, not taking advantage of people, but connecting with people that you know that are creative like you, you know, that wants to grow up and grow, you know, and advance, you know. So definitely connecting with people is very important to me.
Yeah. And
to everybody that wants to grow, you know.
Yeah, no, I totally get you. And I think we got to keep getting better, right? That's the whole point of this.
Definitely.
So when did you get started transitioning to a professional musician as opposed to like an indie or amateur musician?
Well, let me tell you, I started as an indie amateur. And I can say in this moment, I'm still learning. Because, you know, there's nothing, people never stop learning. There's always learn. Everything changes. Music changes. Royalties changes, there's new programs, because, you know, back in the days, you used to use CDs, which was harder. We don't have, those artists that are old, they are big now, they just getting paid and royalties now for songs back then that he made enough, you know, because we have so much power right now when it comes to social media, networking, and internet, and royalties, and NASCAR. None of those things, you know, was back then.
Yeah.
You know, so it's completely amazing, man. Everything is different now. It's everything online. You know, everything is online. So it hurts as well when it comes because, you know, right now music it's not selling like before.
No, for sure.
People are not buying music no more. It's very hard. But like I said, people got to focus on themselves when it comes to music. Don't let anything, like, don't just think about money. That's something that I always see in people. Don't think just about money, but just do music, man. If you love music, just let it flow. You know, let it go.
My next question was going to be to ask you about the typical mistakes people are making in this business. Do you think that's one of them, that people focus on money?
To be honest, that would be one of them. But the main one that I can say that doesn't let people grow, that I really noticed that, is hate, envy. What's the other one? Not being humble, ego. All that messes up, man, because I don't want to mention the names of somebody that I know, but I go straight to the point. Somebody that I know, this artist, and I cannot say his name, he's that way, you know, and he had a lot of performances, and he never invited me or invited my partner due to the fact of, in his mind, is, man, if I invite them, they probably blow. You know, I don't want them to take my shine. And that type of thinking is bad, man, because when you do that, it doesn't let you grow.
For sure.
You know, and then those people don't even want to listen to those that know sometimes even more than you. I know how to take criticism and listen to people, but some people don't want to listen. And you tell them, say, look, don't put too much music weekly because people are not grasping your music. You throwing music every week. Like, you don't do that. Just do 5 music and push it out. At least give it a year for all 5 songs. Nah, forget that. I'm going to keep doing music every week. All right. Yeah. You know, they don't want to listen, but not realizing that nobody knows his music. And it's because he keeps throwing music every week and not letting people catch on to the new music that you already told before.
Yeah.
You know, it's just some people don't listen. You just got to let it be, you know?
I hear you. Tell us about your website, your socials. Where can people buy your stuff, stream it? Give us some insight on you.
Sure. If anybody wants to buy my music or listen to my music, you can go to J Piano on Spotify, which is for the song called Your Love Not Enough. If they also want to check out my partner, Max Mosey, they can put on Spotify as well, Max Mosey. They also can check my music in YouTube. They can put J Piano, which is J as in Jack, then the word piano all together, J Piano Beats, you know, all together on YouTube. They want to find me on YouTube. Instagram, same way, J as in Jack, Piano, J Piano Beats. They can find me on Instagram. Same thing for Max Mosey _, which will be Max _ Mosey. They can search my partner as well on Instagram. So that's basically where we at. My website is under construction this moment, which is jpianobeats.com. It's under construction. And Defiant Stars Inc. as well, which is my label, is also under construction this moment. But if anyone wants to hear my music or buy my music, they can go to my IG, which is J as in Jack Piano, J Piano Beats, or on Spotify, which is J Piano. And for Max, and they want to look at Max and stuff, will be Max _ Mosey in Instagram as well. So, and I just posted a remix in my Instagram. If anybody wants to hear it, at J Piano, J as in Jack Piano, with J Piano Beats on my Instagram. I posted a remix for DJ Khaled new song with Jadakiss. You know, so if anybody wants to hear it, it's already been posted.
Okay, that's awesome, JP. So I'll tell you what, I want to thank you for being on the show tonight, man.
Now, I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to be on your show, you know, and I'll be gladly even grateful if I would be in the interview once again, you know, and a couple of more times. And I really want to thank you for giving me the chance and opportunity.
You're welcome. You're welcome, man. So thank you to everyone out there for spending a little time with the two of us. I hope your own unique story gets heard around the world. My name is Sorantos, and please join me every Tuesday evening to hear other amazing artists and people share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at the Songwriter Show on Reality Radio 101. I love you guys. Have a great night.
Thank you for listening to The Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.